Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making a rag-inspired Ableton Live 12 bass line for a rewind-worthy DNB drop. Beginner-friendly, but still proper enough to hit hard when you get the groove right. The big idea here is simple. Don't start with flashy sound design. Start with the rhythm. Rag a bass works because it talks to the drums. It feels like a conversation, not just a loop. One bar asks the question. The next bar answers it. That's the energy we're after. First, open a new Ableton Live 12 project and set the tempo to 174 BPM in 4/4. That tempo is right in the sweet spot for drum and bass. If you're importing audio, you can worry about warp later, but for now we're working MIDI and stock devices. Create a few tracks, drums, bass sub, bass mid, and maybe an FX or vocal chops track if you want to add that pull-up flavor later. If you like using reverb and delay, set up return tracks too. But the main focus today is the bass and how it locks with the groove. Before we even touch the bass, lay down a simple drum loop. You want a kick, a snare, and some hats so you can hear where the bass sits. Put the snare on beats 2 and 4. Keep the kick driving on beat 1 and maybe a little pickup before beat 3. And use closed hats in 16ths with a few missing steps so it doesn't sound too robotic. A ghost snare or light percussion before the main snare can add swing and make the groove breathe. Here's a teacher tip. If the bass doesn't feel like it's speaking to the drums, it usually means the drums are too crowded. Leave space. In DNB, space is part of the groove. Now let's build the sub layer. Create a MIDI track called bass sub and load operator or wavetable. If you want the cleanest route, use operator with a sine wave on oscillator and turn the others off. Keep it mono. Keep it simple. Keep it clean. The sub should feel solid, not exciting on its own. Its job is to hold the floor down. Write a basic rhythm first. Pick a root note that fits your key, like D sharp or F, and keep the notes short and punchy. Try a pattern that hits on beat 1, gives a quick reply later in the bar, leaves some rests, then comes back in with another short note. Don't overcomplicate it. A strong bass line usually starts with a simple pattern that has a good sense of timing. On the sub, add EQ 8 to clear out any useless low rumble below around 25 to 30 Hz if needed. Then use utility to keep the width at zero or mono. If you want just a touch of weight, add saturator with a small amount of drive and soft clip-on. That can help the sub translate without making it fuzzy. Now for the fun part, the mid-bass. Create another MIDI track called bass mid and load wavetable or analog. This is where the attitude lives. Think vocal-like, rhythmic, a little growly, and very much in the ragga and jungle family. A solid starting point in wavetable is a saw or square wave on oscillator 1, another saw slightly detuned on oscillator 2, and a low-pass filter with a fairly gentle amount of resonance. You don't want huge movement yet. Set a short attack, a medium decay, a lower sustain, and a short release. That gives you a punchy, controlled bass shape. Add a little LFO to the filter cutoff if you want motion, but keep it subtle. A small wobble at a steady rate like 1/8 or 1/4 can make the bass feel alive without turning it into dubstep. This is important. Ragga DNB often feels like it's talking, not wobbling endlessly. Now write the ragga phrase. Think in two-bar conversation, not one-bar loops. Bar 1 sets the idea. Bar 2 answers it with a slight change. Use short notes, syncopation, and rests. Let the bass hit around the snare, not on top of it. Leave air for the snare crack. That snare is doing a lot of the heavy lifting in DNB, so if your low-mid bass crowds beats 2 and 4, the whole drop can lose impact. A good rhythmic approach is to use 1/8 and 1/16 note movements with one or two hits that feel like responses. For example, a short hit on beat 1, another note on the offbeat after beat 2, then a longer note pushing into beat 3. In bar 2, repeat the idea but change the ending. Maybe the last note drops lower, maybe it climbs, maybe it disappears completely and lets the groove breathe. That missing note can be more powerful than adding another one. Now let's talk slides and movement. Ragga bass loves a little glide. If your synth has portamento or glide, turn it on gently. You can also overlap MIDI notes slightly to encourage slides, depending on the instrument. One well-placed slide can make the whole phrase feel huge. Just don't overdo it. Too many slides and you lose the tension that makes the drop hit. Next, shape the bass with stock Ableton devices. On the mid-bass, a useful chain might be auto filter, saturator, erosion or redux very lightly, EQ 8, and utility. Use auto filter to give the sound movement and automate it across the drop. Use saturator for controlled grit. If you want some dust or edge, add just a touch of erosion or redux, but be careful. A little goes a long way. Then use EQ8 to clean up mud around 200 to 400 HC if needed, and tame harshness if the bass bites too hard in the upper mids. Keep the sub and mid separate. That's a big beginner win. The sub should mostly live below about 100 to 120 HC and stay mono. The mid bass should carry the character above that. If you try to make one sound do both jobs, it usually ends up weaker. Now let's bring in some ragga flavor. Even if you don't have a vocalist, you can make the drop feel like it's part of a sound system culture by adding vocal chops or short shout samples. Things like reload, pull up, or come again work really well. Use Simpler to chop them up, then place them in the gaps between bass hits. Add a little delay throw or a tiny bit of reverb on the sends so they feel like they're bouncing around the room. This is where the drop starts to feel rewind ready. The crowd doesn't rewind because the bass is loud. They rewind because the drop feels like an event. That means contrast. Build up, release, then a phrase that feels strong enough to bring people back in. For the arrangement, keep it straightforward. Start with an intro that's filtered and atmospheric. Add a build with some rising energy, maybe a snare roll or percussion lift. Then hit the drop with full drums and full bass. After that, vary it. Remove a note, add a slide, change the last hit, or drop out for a beat before the phrase comes back. That tiny drop out can make the return absolutely huge. Automation is what makes the bassline feel performed instead of programmed. Open the filter a little over the first few bars of the drop. Add more saturation on the second phrase. Throw a delay on the final hit of a bar. Then, right before the bass returns, cut everything for a beat or half beat. That kind of tension is golden DNB. Also, make the drums and bass dance together. Let the bass hit just after the kick sometimes. Leave a little space before the snare. Use ghost notes and percussion as answers. In the best ragga and jungle inform DNB, the bassline feels like it's weaving around the drum pattern rather than sitting on top of it. A few common mistakes to watch out for: don't make the bass too busy, don't widen the sub, don't over-distort the low end, and don't forget that rhythm matters more than sound design at the start. A great-sounding bassline with bad note placement still won't work. A simple bassline with killer rhythm absolutely can. If you want to push the sound darker, you can use a saw-heavier wavy-double patch, a little extra detune, some careful FM, and very controlled distortion. You can also add a short transient layer underneath, like a tiny noise click, so the bass reads better on smaller speakers. Just keep it subtle. We're going for impact, not chaos. Here's a quick practice challenge. Set your project to 174 BPM. Build a simple drum loop, create a sub with operator, make a mid bass with wavy-double, and write a two-bar phrase with one repeated motif, one variation at the end, and at least one rest before the snare. Add saturation, EQ cleanup, and mono control. Then automate the filter opening slightly over bar 2, and drop in one vocal chop. If it feels strong enough that you can imagine people shouting pull up after 8 bars, you're on the right track. So the workflow is this. Start with rhythm, split your bass into sub and mid, keep the sub clean and mono, make the mid bass talk, use rests and slides, add vocal style flavor, and automate the energy so the drop feels alive. That's how you build a ragga-inspired Ableton Live 12 bassline that's not just heavy, but rewind-worthy. If you want to keep going, the next move is to turn this into a full Ableton template, or build a specific MIDI pattern in a key like F minor or D sharp minor.